Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is everything. Listen.
No matter what may come up here.
That's what I tell you. Lord, my life is in your hands. I mean, I don't know what to do if you're not going to take control. But my life is in your hands, Lord. You're bigger than I am. You're bigger than what I can even imagine. My life is in your hands. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, someone that's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 1:16. And even if that scripture wasn't there, I still tell you, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm ashamed of all the stuff I did, but I'm not ashamed of the Word of God. So happy to have each and every one of you on. Ask my friend, Pastor Bill, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And also while we pray, remember, bless your pastor, evangelist, Sister Sissy, she's at the prayer. And that's all I'm doing. We're just going to be in agreement with her. Whatever it is, according to the Word of God, hey, count me in. If it ain't according to the Word of God, don't count me in. So if it's according to the Word of God, count me in. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Bill, if she'll go ahead on and pray for us. Thank you.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And Pastor, what was that name again, please? You say evangelist?
Sissy.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. And the scripture I'd like to share, and thank you, Pastor, for that song, Our Life is in His Hands. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Matthew 21. And verses 21 and 22, this is one of our foundational scriptures. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you for your word, Father God. We're thanking you for the listeners and our pastor and those that participate and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We just give you thanks today, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you would continue, Lord, to allow this word to just flow through our hearts and then be in the lining of our hearts, Father God. We ask that you would bless all the listeners that is on this broadcast and those that are listening by internet. We ask that the word of God will be in their life and that they won't turn away from that word. And, Father God, we're bringing our evangelist, our sister to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking that you will grant her unspoken prayer request, Father God. You know what it is she's going through, Father God. And we know you're a way maker out of no way, for the word of God says whatever we ask in prayer, believing and doubt not, it shall be done. So, Father God, we ask that you will bless her. We ask that you continue to be with Evangelist Sharon as she is recovering and healing on the mend. Father God, that she too will have a testimony for you. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. May they stand on the word of God as our sister Evangelist Renee did. Just stand on that word and not waver and not doubt. and know that God is working all things out for their good. And Father God, bless all those who are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace, not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that God gives. You will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, as we continue to trust in you, lean and depend on you, go to the word of God, letting the word of God direct our path. Continue to bless our pastor as we lift him up before you, Father God, that he may continue to be the man you're calling for in these last days. Holy Ghost, you are welcome on this broadcast to lead and guide and direct us. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. That would have been Evangelist Pastor Sister from Indianapolis, Indiana. So I'd be so happy that we could stand in agreement with her prayer is way on. But listen, because we're talking about prayer that brings results. And we said it must be based on the word of God. Listen, brother, if your prayer is not based on the word of God, then I'm just going to make it real plain to you. And we all have to learn this stuff. And we're going to talk about growing, too. But we're going to talk about that, too. But the subject is prayer based on the word of God. That's why in John 15:7 he says, abide in the word abide in you. Then you ask whatever you will. Guess what? You in the word of God, you're going to ask what the word says.
Amen.
I was talking to a pastor this morning. Since we don't have no need. So the things we're going to be praying for is other things. Because God has already met our needs, whatever they are. We don't have need. We just like over there in Psalm 23. The Lord is our shepherd. We don't want for anything. What you want for? So that should never be your conversation about what you want for. And then if you ain't learned anything, learn this, learn to be content with wherever you are. I want to begin this discussion by saying that, listen, brothers and sisters, the Christ-like life begins with the initial experience in which we pass from death unto life. Now, just put that somewhere in your mind for a minute. So from that point, Christianity is a life to be lived. It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to become a lifestyle. Your prayer life has to become a life. And just for the record, most people don't really get it when I say lifestyle, but I'm going to take a moment and explain to you when I say lifestyle what I'm talking about. Your lifestyle as an individual, it should be a reflection of what's going on in you, what's happening in you. It should be your culture, your lifestyle. A prayer life is a Christian life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You ain't trying to talk. You ain't trying to live without God. That's like having a life without oxygen. You ain't trying to do that. You've got to have. So therefore, life should continue to be developed, and that new life shall be a prayer life, okay? Remember, we're new creatures now. So old things are passed away. All that old stuff is passed away. See, that's why God gave us Isaiah. Let me go there for a moment. In Isaiah, Isaiah 55:8-11. That would become part of our foundational scripture too. Isaiah 55:11. Let's see which verse. We're going to start at 8th verse. Let's start at the 8th verse and go to the 11th verse. It reads like this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. Now get out of your religious mind real quick. Let me tell you right now. He's talking about why we need to have his mind. He's talking about, because our thoughts were so different then. Now, remember, we're new now. So our thoughts wasn't his thoughts. But once you become new, then you get his thoughts. Okay. It reads like this. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, turn not there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it is, may give seed to the sower and the bread to the eater. Such shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. I don't the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. God's decree. For as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. Amen.
Yeah. See, so when God put his word out, that was Jesus, man. He sent his word. Well, what do you want to accomplish? In short term, he want us to be like him. He want us to have his thoughts. And the only way we can have his thoughts is to have Christ's thoughts. So the Bible says, now, we have Christ. Remember over there in 1 Corinthians 2, 6, we have his thoughts. What man knows the spirit of God save the spirit of a man? Knows only the spirit of a man. Just like the spirit of God, only a God spirit knows God's stuff. So he sent his word, so we can have that God thought that we were supposed to have from the beginning till we messed up in the garden. Now we have this opportunity to have his mind again. So we get born again. Okay, let me cut through all the chase. So we get born again. What that mean? That means we got a new life now. We can start developing that new life which is in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We've been teaching just like, how do you think Christ got prayer answered? Because he was in the Word. He was the Word. He stayed in the Word. How we're going to get prayer answered is by living in the Word. John 15, 7. That becomes our lifestyle. See, that lifestyle is the way people live. And not necessarily at a particular time, but that's how they live. They'll retire from that. That's their lifestyle. That becomes their culture. That to them is like a civilization. See, once you get born again, that's what God wants. He wants born again so when you talk to him, you're on his level. You're on his playing field. You understand what he understands. See, that's why that's so important. I was listening this morning. I'm going to go a little bit away from this. I was listening at the this controversy going on with Brian. He was the coach at the Miami Dolphins. Y'all know about it. He got fired. But then yesterday he did a lawsuit against the NFL and all this good stuff. Because, see, people don't know the playing field is not right. They had this Rooney Law, and this Rooney Law was supposed to balance things out and make things even. Let me tell you what. The devil is controlling that. So it will never be right.
Okay.
We got a black man here. We got a black man there. They want to show that they are going along to the Rudy's Law. But at the end of the day, it's just deception. They said, well, as long as we interview them, we ain't got to hire them. As long as we call a couple of them in and talk to them, we're coming to find out they had already hired who they want. So they just doing this for practice. They calling somebody in. They already hired the man who they wanted, and he wasn't black.
Mm.
How about that one, huh? See, that's how the devil. So it's real important, brothers and sisters, that you keep a good prayer life. Because God is going to show you stuff. Matter of fact, he'll show you stuff that you know not of. We should go back to where we were yesterday, and we probably will before the week starts. But I have to tell you this, brothers and sisters. Your act or your deed determines who you really are.
Amen.
That's where. So God then sent his word. He kept his word. And he done promised. He sent it out so that we'll have his thoughts. Oh, I bet you didn't know that one, huh? We'll have his thoughts. We'll have his mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Because I got some new thoughts for you. I got some new ways for you. And let them return unto the Lord. Because they don't know what's really going on. And he will have mercy upon them. And our God will abundantly pardon them. He will abundantly give them grace. Wow, that's just so awesome, man.
Yes, it is.
What's he doing? Well, you start with a good prayer life, brother. So you start with being, born again. And then once you begin to do that, you separate. You let that stuff go. This is the nuclear of the truth right here. You let that stuff go. And then you operate according to the scripture. See, Christians are called saints. The word saint means all who are regenerated. How I know that? Romans, I'm going to just take a minute and show you this. Romans 1, 7. Okay, I guess I'll get this here right here in a moment. I know this is not one of them sermons that or teaching that's not homiletically arranged. But brothers and sisters, I tell you, once you get this thing, the Holy Ghost is just going to let you know he's in his word, and he wants you to be in his word as well. So when, okay, that's right. Okay, there you go. You know, the devil is such a liar. He'll tell you, oh, you're not going to get this. But in Romans, if you will, 1 and verse 7, it reads like this. To all that be in wrong, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Point I want to make, but go ahead, Pastor, you can read it.
Amen. From the Message Bible. You are who you are through this gift and call of Jesus Christ. And I greet you now with all the generosity of God our Father and our Master Jesus, the Messiah. Amen.
And then 1 Corinthians, just so I have word to back it up. Over in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, bear that scripture in mind. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. And brothers, The second verse says, unto the church of God, which at Corinth, and them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Notice that Christ Jesus, underline that. Called to be saints with all that is in every place, called upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Send a message, Bible. I, Paul, have been called and sent by Jesus the Messiah according to God's plan, along with my friends. I send this letter to you in God's church at Corinth. Believers cleaned up by Jesus and set apart for a God-filled life, I include in my greeting all who call out to Jesus wherever they live. He's their master as well as ours. Amen.
So, there you have it, brothers and sisters. We are called to be saints. He said to the church of God, which at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. You can sanctify, you can set apart. God called you saints, brothers and sisters. I know it has become a word, everybody thinks, you know, they made that because they've read enough in the Bible to know that if you're following Christ, you are saint. But a saint is somebody who has been sanctified in Christ Jesus, somebody who has been set apart. And it's all for the fulfillment of the word of God. See, the word saint means all who are regenerated, saved, set apart for God. Are you set apart for God? Have you separated from the world? See, separation from the world. Sitting apart, taking your place at the right hand of the master, according to Colossians 3. You're seeking those things above where Christ sits. That's if you've been risen. You may not have been risen. See, Christian is not something to accept intelligently. You'll find a lot of people, they accept Christianity as something intelligent. But it's something that changed the heart, changed the spirit. It has a powerful effect upon morality, character, conduct. See, once the Holy Ghost get in you, it positions you. Matter of fact, let me put a pin there and tell you it repositions you. Because a lot of us, we get into church and we haven't been born again. But we joined it because we joined the organization, but we hadn't been born again.
All right.
We got baptized. A wet devil and rose up a wet devil, but we still wasn't baptized. We still wasn't born again. But because they told us that intelligently, we said, "Yep, that's what happened." Well, I have a different desire now.
Okay.
And sometimes it's just the water make you have a different desire. Well, I say, "Whoop! I went in that cold water like that, man. I ain't planning on doing that." Yes, I've changed. You be surprised some of this stuff. But let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. When you truly been born again, you want truth. You want to reposition yourself in Christ, not in a committee, not in a community, not among folks, brothers and sisters. Your connection want to be with God, want to be with Christ. Your devotion is going to be toward Christ. See, Christian life, really, it turns, when I think about it, it turns from trusting in the flesh to trusting in the Lord. I mean, really, when you're turning from the old life and trusting in Christ Jesus, to me, that's what being born again really is. I'm not talking about a system. I'm talking about trusting in Christ. There's no one here but you in Christ. But that's who you're going to talk to. That's what prayer is all about. It's communication. You got somebody to talk to now. And then you hear his word say certain things. And somebody put it as repentance. And yes, that's true. Because Christianity life began with regeneration or a new birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not necessarily a new birthplace.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people want to think, that, oh, man, I remember when where I was when I got born again. That's interesting. All I know is just happened. See, the new birth is just like your natural birth. They don't know when they got first. You know about. But people pinpoint it to the exact time, the exact moment that they got born again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's not possible, brothers and sisters. But then you take the value out of being born again. You take in the culture. You take in the naturalization, just like in the flesh. That's good, brothers and sisters. You can do that. But you're missing the most exciting thing. And that is the next day or a couple more days, or next week, that woman said, you know, I'm pregnant. Oh, when did that happen? Well, you've been getting the word every day. When that happened? It happened. So you get excited. Because you know
All right. You
got that seed in you now.
Mm-hmm.
Most women will tell you once they truly realize they're pregnant, and it ain't because no morning sickness either. So don't believe that lie. That's one of the things that happens. That ain't how they know. That ain't how
Amen.
They know. When they really know, is they look and they see that little bump and that's good and everything, and they miss a couple of things. I don't want to get out from all that, but let me tell you, there come a time that they know that they know that they know, and they know they did something to get pregnant. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no secret.
Yeah.
But here's mm-hmm. when you really know you're pregnant, when you can appreciate what's in you. Your lifestyle starts changing. You don't do the stuff you used to do. You don't clam. You don't you start taking it easy because you know something is in you.
Yeah.
And that become a reality. And once you start acting on that, you know, wait a minute now. I ain't finna lose this baby. I get another job, but I ain't finna lose this baby.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All the running around, this, that, and third, you were doing your stuff. Well, listen,
mm-hmm.
I went to a whole other kind of direction. But let me tell you this, and then we Pastor read the scripture from the beginning. Look here. Act as though it was already done. When you're believing and when you're having faith and you have applied to that, you're not afraid to confess or act as though it's already done. So
mm-hmm.
like that woman with that baby, she acting like she already had it. She don't even know what's in there yet. But she acting like there's a real baby up in there. And most of the time it is. That's why she acting. Mm-hmm. She believing in it. She know what's in her. And it's the same thing with, you know, you refuse to believe that that's just a tumor.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Woo! Let me not go there. But anyway, there have been people I've known for real. They used to tell, she ain't got nothing but a tumor. And she believed that she had more than a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse to allow doubt and fear to enter your conscience. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because a lot of times doubt and fear, oh, God, is this going to be a baby I can carry? Am I going to have a miscarriage? He refused to doubt. This is a
mm-hmm.
baby. And, I mean, I don't care what time of the pregnancy that you're pregnant, you start believing that you're going to have a healthy baby. You're going to have a gorgeous baby. Because everybody, baby, I know is cute. I ain't never met nobody say they have an ugly baby. I ain't never met them. And,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, you know, So you start doubting all that stuff. You learn to doubt your doubt. You let fear go somewhere else. It never enters your conscience. And then remember this, brothers and sisters. Satan working in the areas of suggestion, dreams, and visions, and all this kind of stuff. You can't be agreeing with that crazy stuff. You constantly refer to the Word of God. Because that's what your faith is. That's what your prayer is based on, the Word of God. See?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave this right there and let you know that 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. So you got to cast down vain imagination, every high thought. So you start casting that stuff down. Oh, this is a baby. I'm having a baby. There ain't no tumor here. I'm having a baby.
Amen.
And some folks have to leave God for a boy or for a girl. Yeah. But they don't let the enemy get next to them. See, I'm going to tell you this one thing, and I'm done for the day. Listen, brother, sister, if you'll dwell, because this is where I kind of left off yesterday, but if you'll dwell on the answer instead of the problem, see, that's how you get results, by you dwelling on the answer and not the problem. Yes, there's a situation, but you don't care about the problem. You're dwelling on the answer. The answer is, by his stripes, you are healed. Bless God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Angry Renee wasn't dwelling on the fact that her skin was all gone off of her leg and that the doctor didn't say that his report is that, hey, just only get it cut off. Her friends, she wasn't dwelling on that.
Amen.
He dwelled on the answer. By his stripes, I'm healed. Didn't think about the problem. It was the answer.
Amen.
So that's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you put a word on that situation every time. Put a word on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put a word on it. Yes, you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You're Christ-like. You don't say what your father say to say. You ain't saying nothing less than what your father say. And you don't care what everybody else saying. You don't care what everybody else But you know everybody, they say in Georgia, everybody gonna be saved, man. You might think they are, they're not. Not everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Focus on that. Focus on the word of truth. There's a lot of people been thinking I've been crazy all my life anyway. But I understand they wouldn't regenerate. They couldn't see that, man, I was trying to get into the word of God. They couldn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know nothing about creation and redemption. They didn't know nothing like that. They didn't know what I had to do. They didn't know my struggles. They don't know the demons I had to fight to get to where I've gotten to. You think I'm going to let them? No. So God says, let the wicked forsake his way. So that's what I did. Let the unrighteous man his thoughts. I forgot about my thoughts. And let him that return unto the Lord, and the Bible says, and he will, this God's will, he had mercy on me. He said, come on, son. I'm going to open your eyes. I had a question to me in Jeremiah 33. He said, I'm going to show you some things you know not of. I'm going to take you some places. Listen, stop letting people teach you what it ain't, and start learning what it is. Focus on that. I know I keep saying that. But I just think about the Word of God. The Bible says that it's written. This thing, God has said this thing. When he written, he wrote it down. He says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God have prepared for them that love him. See, a lot of people think that's just in the future, and that may be, but I want you to know, that's today, too.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God will start showing you stuff, brother and sister. Because they hadn't even entered the hearts of man or his spirit through the world. But no, God starts showing you stuff in his spirit. Okay. All right. This is the time where anybody have anything they'd like to share at this time point. Press one. And you can share it or you can wait till Thursday through the review. It should be tomorrow. Anything, anybody like to share? Oh. All righty. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon. What's that?